Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. We're back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for sitting with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We had a great visit with our good friend Jeffrey Zavar. Jeffrey is an award-winning journalist, author of three books on home-based, being home-based, home office know-how, safe at home, teleworking or telecommuting. I'm pretty sure I helped him launch all three of those and on the show. He's been with us since 99, and I encourage you to go to his website, chiefhomeofficer.com and gotwords.com, either one of those, and find out if you need words, if you need something written, you need to put your best foot forward. Jeffrey can help you with that. Hey, Jeff, in the last segment, you were telling us about this client. One of only, maybe the only one you've ever had to go to the mat with legally.
Yeah.
In almost 30 years, that you wind up getting some kind of relief from. And
right.
And you gave us a great report on that, and I'm glad it got it resolved. But thank you for sharing it with us. But as you were thinking about it, as you were telling us about it, all I could think about was the people that I learned, that I worked with, that I had difficulty getting paid. But as I look back, and even in those days, what I learned from those people was that some people are not cut out to pay for something where they don't think you had to work very hard to get it.
Yeah.
In other words, if you're going to deliver something in a box that they can put on or eat or whatever, they're more likely to respect that. But if you show up as a consultant or you didn't really have anything but some of your time in it, and you send it, and then they ask all this work of you, and then you send them a bill, and now it's a bill they're choking on. I started figuring out how to avoid people like that, and I got pretty good at it.
Yeah, it's tough, you know, and that's precisely what I do. People will hire me. You know, especially on, you know, you and I have grown our businesses together in the sense that,
yep.
You know, originally I've always been a writer, but I got into the work at home consulting and small business consulting,
mm-hmm.
You know, for those corporations that wanted to send their employees home to work. They wanted them to telework. And that was straight up consulting. And so
right.
Most of the clients I had were bigger. So it wasn't, you know, they valued, they knew the role a consultant could play, whether it's Jeff Zavar or McKinsey or, you know, Bain and Company or whatever. They knew that, not to put myself in that category, but they
right.
knew the role of a consultant. Where a lot of times, you know, I thrive on those companies that say that we don't have a good writer, or a small business owner says, I can't write my way out of a paper bag or whatever
right.
the case
right.
may be.
And most of them can't.
And most can't, and I love the ones who realize it, and
mm-hmm.
and so I do that work. But then again, you get into
but
the
if
issue.
They, but if you write something for them, and it goes on the website, and nobody's paid them any money from nobody's bought anything from on that website yet,
right.
And you send them a $2,000 bill, some people, not everyone, some people have a hard time dealing with that.
And that's where I was going with it. Is I've had people who haggle. Negotiation is too kind a word, because, and I think we've probably shared this story in the past, where I was meeting with a guy who said, I want you to blog for me. And I'm like, okay, well, I charge, at the time, I was saying I charge $100 a blog.
Right.
$100 a blog, I can get it done for a fraction
right.
of that. Where I'm from in North Carolina, I'm like, then go
yeah.
back to North Carolina.
Then,
you know,
I hope you saw that as a tip off.
Yeah, oh, we ended up doing no work together.
Well, you know, and the way, and folks, if you're selling stuff, not just ideas and your whatever your mind can deliver as a consultant, but if you're selling stuff, it's a similar situation. You if you talk to people enough, if you get to know them enough, you'll kind of hear things. Plus, don't forget to check their credit. Their
right.
credit, but you know, I got to the point with I found out also that if it was my idea to call on them for work, they had a lesser regard for my work
right. Right.
than if it was their idea to call me.
Yeah.
And so I remember, and I probably told you this before, people would refer me. That's the only way I got business. That's the way I get a lot of business today. And they would refer me, and they'd say, hey, Jim, I'm talking to my buddy Bill, and I told him how good a job you were doing for me, and he wants you to call him. And it used to break my heart to say to Greg, Thank you so much for that. And I need you to do one more thing for me. Have him call me.
Right.
Because until he called me, he wasn't a viable prospect for me.
He had to have these duly motivated, even
he
just
had
to make
have
a phone
pain.
Call.
He had to have enough pain to pick up the phone.
Right.
And that was one of the smartest things I ever learned.
Right. Right. You know what? It's that, and then you know, making sure that they're vested in the process, that they mm-hmm. that they want you bad enough, like you said, to pick up the phone. The other thing I learned from some of these examples is very few companies. And no disrespect to the small business owners out there, but with the collections issues I've gone through with this one client specifically, I changed my process. I now either do COD or half upfront.
Right.
And I leave no money on the table.
Well, now that's a really important point. And I did that too. I used to get deposits.
Right. Right.
For people I didn't know, I'd get deposits.
And
if they asked me, I'd say, look, this is a project that's not going to have, you're not going to be able to put this in a box necessarily. I need you to have some skin in the game.
Right.
Too.
Right.
Yeah.
They have to. And we quickly will, it's our money.
Yep.
And if they intend to pay you eventually, they should intend to pay you now.
Right.
And if I want to avoid the hassle, I think it shows.
It also helps you with your cash flow.
Absolutely. That too.
The deposit. I first got deposits for cash flow reasons way back in the day, Jeff. Hey, Jeff, I got to wrap it up. Websites quickly, please.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com and GotWords.com.
Good job, Jeff. Come back soon.
Thanks for having me.
Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen. He's the best. He'll be back. I will be too. Stay with me. Your business is now
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.